Good morning. We continue with our study of Mishnayos as we do every single day. Lili Nishmas, Sara Malka, Basar Biyitzhak. We, of course, also recognize learning in the Shul this week is graciously sponsored by the Wangers, Lili Nishmas, Leah Basar Biyachil Alter. And we are going to close out Seder Zorim today with the final Brisa Masechta Bikurim, Perek Dalet, Brisa number Hey, and then start Masechta Shabbos and Seder Moed with the first Mishnah in Masechta Shabbos. Eino Shabba Lola Anashim, Lola Anashim Ketzad. We have been talking about an androgynous, and we want to know, how is the androgynous not equal to men or women? So the Mishnah says, first thing is, in Chayev and Al Tumaso, you're not going to be Chayev when he comes to the Beis HaMikdash Tameid, even if he saw both the white of a seminal exchange and the red of a female discharge at the same time, right? Still, it's not to like men and women together, and androgynous is considered his own bria. Al Tumaso. You don't have to burn karbanos based on his status of tuma. Ve'eino nerach. He does not get, if he says erki alai, we can't go ahead and estimate his value. We can't use the value of a scale of a man. We can't use the value scale of a woman. And so therefore, he's sort of in between. Lo kanashim lo kanashim. Ve'eino nimkar be'evet ivri. He can't be sold as an evet ivri. Lo kanashim lo kanashim. Because you can't go ahead and sell him. Because a katan can't be sold as an evet ivri. A gedola can't be sold as an amma of Ria, and so therefore it's not possible to sell him ever. If a person points to the hermaphrodite towards the androgynous and says, I take an edu nazir, so that this person is not a man or a woman, nazir, right? The person is going to be considered a nazir. Now, Rabbi Yossi says as follows, androgynous beri b'fnei atzma. He was of the opinion that the androgynous is a creature unto itself, and they couldn't figure out, is the androgynous going to be considered a man or a woman? So we have all these different sphakas. But the parallel case, where there aren't two genitalia, there are none identified externally, aval tumtum, that's called a tumtum, enokain, that's not the case. El safik ish, safik isha, we say a tumtum is considered a possible isha. We have to teach both, because we know the condition is there. We just don't know how to determine it. And with that, we close out Seder Zorayim, and immediately begin Seder Moed. And of course, the most common and most important of all the Moedim in this situation is the Moed of Shabbos. And the Torah tells us that we're not allowed to go ahead and do the act of Hotzah, of taking out or transferring from a public domain, or from a private to a public domain, or a public to a private domain. And so the Mishnah is going to talk about different types of transfer, different types of Hotzah that are also on Shabbos. It says the mitzvah, you see also Shabbos, Shtayim Shem Arba Bifneim, Shtayim Shem Arba Bachotz. When we talk about carrying on Shabbos, there are two types that are usher min ha-Torah on Shabbos inside a Rishus HaYachid, inside a private domain. There are four types when we start including Din and Dirabanan, and two types midaraisa that become four when we start adding in the other cases mibachutz. Ketzad, so the Mishnah wants to know, how does this work? So the Mishnah gives a bunch of examples. Ha'ani omed bachutz u'balabayis bifnim. If there's a poor person standing outside in the street in a Rishus HaRabim, in a public domain, and the guy owns his house, is inside his house, which is a private domain, so Pasha Da'ani Es Yadol Lefnim and Nasan Lesok Yadol Shal Balabais. If the poor person takes a basket, extends it into the house, and puts the object into the Balabais' hands, Oshinato Mito Chavahutzi, or he takes something like a loaf of bread from the homeowner's hand and takes it outside of the house, so he does the Akira, he picks it up in one domain, and he does all the action, transfers it into the other domain, and puts it down. So Ani Chayev Balabais Pater, the Ani, the poor person, is going to be liable, because he did the action Mida Oraisa. The Balabais is going to be Pater. He didn't even break it into Rabbanan, because he didn't do an Akiri, didn't do an Anacha. Those are two types of carrying that are forbidden for a person in the public domain. Now, Pashat Balabais says Yadol Lechutz V'Nasan Lesoch Yadol Shalani. If he takes something from and picks it up from the inside and puts it outside into the hands of the poor person, Oshenatol Mitocha Beichnes, or he takes something from the poor person outside and brings it into the private domain, so Balabais Chayavani Pater. In that case, the Baal HaBayis is going to be liable. He did the Akira, he did the he did everything, he transferred it, and the Ani is going to be totally exempt. But Pashat Ani Yisyadu Lefnim and Nata Baal HaBayis Mitocho Shenasim Lesoch of Otzi Shneim Pturim. If they each had an equal part, one picks it up, one takes it and puts it down, so they're both going to be in violation of Din D'Rabbanan, but no one's going to be held liable on a biblical level. Pasha Baal HaBayis is Yadu L'chutz V'Natal Ani Mitocho Shenasim Letocho Bechnesh Shneim Pturim. If the Baal HaBayis was the one who did the action, So he's the one who picked it up and put it outside, and then the poor person is the one who puts it down. So again, in such a situation, they're both going to be liable, but only on a rabbinic level. This is the first Mishnah in Masechta Shabbos and the first on the Dinim of carrying. And tomorrow morning we will continue. Everybody have a great day.